Prologue. Miranda. This place, Miranda thought as she looked across the bay. It was in her bones. From here, Ballycove had not changed. Miranda walked along this path for more years than she cared to remember. It grew only more breathtaking. Far out across the land, beyond the winding river, she could see the glitter of the sea. And beyond, she could make out the shadow of Donegal's rugged coastline, two counties winding away in the far north. Miranda imagined that beneath the scrubby banks, shingle pebbles glittered in the low evening sun. And in the deep of the water, she fancied a lifetime of memories were stored. So many of her memories played out against this riverbank. Today, the air murmured into a timely heartbeat of the water's current. It whispered a familiar chant. It always calmed her, walking along the river's edge. Sometimes it was hard to believe that so many decades had passed since she'd spent her summers along this sunny path. Today, as always, it was exhilarating in its freshness. A landscape forever shifting, and still its fabric remained the same for all time. The grey-green hills beyond the village were surely smaller than in her childhood, as though the weight of time had obliged them to crouch just a little lower with each passing year. Still, they stood, stony and sturdy, their lines of time a testament to their ability to keep Ballycove safe from winter storms. The water, glittering blues and greens that reached much further than the eye could see, was as timeless as it was unending. It fed families and took fathers, sometimes it seemed with equal generosity and ferociousness. Miranda thought it had never looked more beautiful than now. But then she smiled, because no matter when she walked along this path, she thought the same. She stopped for a moment on the little track.